Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. I'm so thrilled you're on the podcast today. Now, if you're new to these are a resource of Sugar Hill Church. We're located sort of on the northeast side of Atlanta. And our goal is to publish these five-minute podcasts 5 days a week. And the hope behind it is that it'd provide encouragement as you launch into your day. And as I talk about over at my blog, yourbetterstory.com, to help you live a better story. Well, today on the podcast, we're going to talk all about choices. I'm reminded often that our lives are shaped by the choices and the decisions that we make. Choices, even those small ones that seem insignificant in the moment, can literally change the course of our lives in really significant ways. And so today on the podcast, I want to introduce the first of four choices that I believe that if you would make and if I would make consistently, could make all the difference in your life. The four choices that I'll introduce this week and next week, they're not lengthy, they're not in depth, they're simple, but they're powerful. And so today is all about choice number one, and this choice is choosing to love God. Now, choosing to love God really is this realization that we are made to be in relationship with Him, that relationship with Him is vital. See, many people see God as distant. They see God as far off, as unknowable, but the truth is He's not. God designed you on purpose, and He loves you unconditionally. He has a best for your life. And so this first choice is taking a step towards the God that has already taken a step towards us. Well, how do you do that? There's a lot of things that we could talk about today, but let me give you sort of three ways to nurture this idea of relationship with your Heavenly Father. And the first one is this. Number one, to spend time with Him. The more time you spend with someone, the deeper that relationship becomes. This is true in our earthly relationships, and this is also true in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And a great way to spend time with God is to read the Bible every single day and to spend time in prayer every single day. These are powerful habits that when we read the Bible, we are able to hear from Him. When we pray, we're able to talk to Him. This two-way communication strengthens our relationship. So it starts with number one, to spend time with Him. But a second way we can nurture our relationship with Him is number two, to allow Him to shape us. That as we spend time with God, that we allow Him to work on us, that we allow Him to create His character inside of us. I often tell people when we grab coffee that God is an inside God. And what I mean by that is that He goes to work on the inside of us. And this internal work that He does inside of us can seem slow, but over time it leads to visible results. And so my encouragement is don't fight that process. In fact, join God in it, align with Him in it. I'm reminded of what Pastor Kerry Newhoff says in his book. He says, work twice as hard on your character as you do on your competency. It's this reminder that who you're becoming is far more important than what you're doing. So don't focus just on the what, focus on the who. A third way to nurture this relationship with God is to learn to lean in to your unique design. God created you with a unique design. In a similar way that Paul told his young protege Timothy, he told him to stir up the gifts of God inside of him. That's my encouragement to you today, that God has given you a unique personality. He's given you specific giftings, and the reason why He gave those to you is for you to use them for Him. So when you discover your gifts and you deploy those gifts, the kingdom of God gets bigger and your life gets fuller or more fulfilled. And so I want to encourage you today to choose to love God, that you would learn to spend time with Him every day, that you would allow Him to shape you, and you would lean into your unique design. That's what the early followers of Jesus did. In fact, when you read the book of Acts, Peter and John did not have a lot going for them, and yet here's what Acts 4:13 says about them. It says that when the crowd saw the courage of Peter and John, and they realized that they were unschooled, they were ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. That is an unbelievable reputation to have, to be an ordinary person that has the courage that makes it so obvious that you spent time with Jesus. That's a great choice today. So I want to encourage you, my friend, choose to love God today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.